welcome to the Comic Book Rundown.
Hello, and welcome to the Comic Book Rundown. I'm your host, Joe, and with me today is my co-host, Ron.
Hey, everybody.
Also with us from, let's see if I can get all these right.
Fanboy
Comics Podcast, Comic Book Legion Podcast, and Batman News Weekly Podcast. Plus another one, but we'll talk about that here in a second. We've got Clay.
What's up?
How's it going, bud?
I'm going good. Going definitely good. I am super excited to be talking about this book. To be completely honest.
Yes.
I was really impressed with it too. Like I'd never heard of it until Gennaro handed it to me. And I'm just like,
which is sad.
Like, this. So I will say this. I didn't jump onto this book until the announcement that it was ending soon.
Really?
So I bought the last, I think 10 issues, maybe
the
11.
The last one was what? 12 issues. The War to End All Wars or All Out War, or whatever it was called.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think
so,
it was 11 or 12 issues.
I read the ending of this series.
Oh,
and I'm
wow.
Like, wow. That was really good. I don't understand any of the references. Let's go back and read. So I've only read this first volume. This is my second time.
Okay. Where did I find this? Midway through, maybe around volume 6, maybe 7. The Bluffton Library had them.
Oh,
for
really?
Some time. So
that
was,
long ago.
I was getting them from there. And then obviously from the library here in Fort Wayne. So what we're reading for
yeah,
everybody.
Here we are.
Well, I mean, they're listening to the episode.
This,
I have it titled Invincible.
Building it up right here.
Yeah, right.
Suspense.
So yeah, so we're reading.
Shit, 2011.
2003 is when it actually started.
Oh, fuck.
That's when that one was printed.
Gotcha.
So yeah, okay. We're reading Invincible issues 1 through 4. The first volume is called Family Matters, which
great show.
So that's the other fun thing. Every volume, every trade is titled a TV show from the 90s, 80s and 90s.
No shit. That's awesome.
Yeah. It's.
I didn't even notice that.
Except for like 3 volumes because it was like.
Because they couldn't make it work?
No, because they were like the big. Like the last 2 volumes are the war. So they didn't. They want to do that. I think there's another one somewhere in the middle. But yeah, they're all named after 80s and 90s TV shows.
That's awesome.
It's actually pretty cool. But yeah, so we're reading the first volume, which is issues 1 through 4. It was published by Image Comics in 2003. The writer and letters were done by Robert Kirkman of, you know, Walking Dead fame. Pencils and inks were by Corey Walker. And colors were by Bill Crabtree. Now, the other thing I want to point out is...
that his suit has a big eye on it, like Image Comics?
Well, sure. But no. Ryan Otley is better known...
Famously known for this series.
Yes. I totally forgot that he didn't start it. Like, I don't think he came in until around issue 10, maybe?
Yeah, I think it was issue 10 or 15.
Yeah, it
did
was somewhere
you know? Early. Did you know... that I think issue 11 or 12, Jim Lee did the cover for it.
Did he really? That
yeah,
I did not
you,
know.
If you, it's one that I'm looking for. It's going to be so hard to find.
I bet.
But Jim Lee does a cover for Image for Invincible.
Oh, that's awesome.
He's only done one, but I want to look for it.
Yeah, that's, I didn't do that. Okay, that's pretty awesome, actually. I know you don't know who Jim Lee is.
I was waiting for a, you know.
I'm trying to think what you would actually have read.
Have you read anything from Image? Because he's the one that helped create Image Comics.
I actually had an Image comic back when I was in elementary school. No, maybe it was middle school.
Have you read Batman Hush? Have you read?
He doesn't read
New 52. Just oh my god,
he's the Marvel guy.
Hey,
okay. No. Wait.
Whenever I'm on the podcast,
yeah, exactly.
If you have read Marvel, then you have read.
It'd be like
oh my
90s X-Men.
Yeah. No, the Canadian team with
Alpha Flight.
Alpha Flight. Yeah, Have you read okay. Alpha Flight?
Yeah, some of them.
He did the original Alpha Flight covers.
Nice. I
okay.
Yeah, it's got the Sasquatch dude and.
Yeah. Yo, I know. Yeah, I know who Alpha Flight is.
You're looking at me. Okay, look. You were staring me straight when I said Alpha Flight.
Anyway,
I just wanted to make sure that you know.
He is the current CEO or president of DC.
He is the current. His title changed recently, so right? I don't know exactly.
No, I don't remember either.
Yeah.
Anyway, he's head of DC right now.
Gotcha.
He's dealing with movies and everything else right now, as well as comics. So really big.
Yes. All right. So let's go ahead and start this Invincible with Invincible taking some guy with a metal bomb suit. I don't know, flying him over the Arctic, which is kind of interesting. And then he throws him away and blows up. That's literally what happens in the first couple pages. Like, nothing else really happens.
Yeah, but see, I like this part right here where he says, if I keep doing this, I'm going to give myself a heart attack.
Right?
Only because
then it jumps 4 months back, and he's in the bathroom, and his mom knocks on the door saying, if you keep doing that, you're going to give yourself a heart attack.
But, you like...
What she thought he was doing in there?
Oh, you know what she thought he was doing.
You know exactly what she thinks he's doing, but at the same time, I'm just like, how old is this kid? Like... I mean, I don't want to get too dirty, but like, I mean, if you're young at heart, like, you're good to go, right?
I mean, am I? I mean, I'm 30s, in my 30s, and I haven't had a heart attack yet. So
maybe
we're
she
good,
just,
right?
Hey, maybe she just thought he was going to be pushing too hard.
Or straining.
Maybe, huh? And yeah, just like, you know, straining.
I love it. But yeah, he's like, so good. He's like, Mom, I'm not doing that. I'm just reading my comics. Like, okay, fine. I mean, I don't.
He's reading comics with his pants down.
Oh, he's still taking a shit. Like, it's but like nowadays we have our phones, so.
Oh, I still read when I'm taking a shit.
Well, that's true. You have a book in your bathroom.
Correct.
Usually. See, that's weird. That's weird. I've never, like, before, you know,
cell phones.
Phones and everything else, I never, like, I don't know. I just felt weird with a magazine in my hands. So I'm just like, nah, I'm good.
I was right there with you. Like magazines, and books, I just never could do. But a phone, yeah, sure. Like I don't know.
Now,
just something about having a phone just is fine.
But see, but now if the toilet paper ran out and there was a magazine, I mean, well, you got to do what you got to do.
Yeah. Yeah. Anyway, so yeah. As a friend on another podcast says, moving on, I'm stealing that from him. We're going to make it our own. It's not going to work. So Mark gets done, I guess. And he comes. Oh yeah. Mark is the person we are introduced to. Oh shit. What's his last name?
That is a good question. I don't know if they actually say it. Oh wait. Yeah, they do. They say it somewhere in this entire.
Oh volume. Yeah. Cause the teacher says it at some point in time. Yeah. Well, fuck, I don't know. You know what? It's fine. It's Mark something.
I am here flipping. That's what it is, because I'm like, it's in the back of the volume.
It's on the back.
It's the first two words on the fucking back.
So, you know what?
Mark Grayson.
Mark Grayson.
He's Dick's little brother.
No, Dick's brother died.
You thought he died. He actually
just... Anyway. So Mark comes down to his mom. His mom is, you know, had made breakfast, and he asks if knows any idea where his dad is at. And he's like, "Well, yeah, I've got no idea. Don't know where he's going to be back." And then he turns on TV, and we see Omni-Man is fighting this dragon over in Japan, right? Taiwan, sorry,
Taiwan, yeah,
in Taiwan.
Taiwan, yeah.
That's definitely a Chinese dragon, not a Japanese dragon.
Sorry. No. But he's like, hey, look, I found dad. So, all right, cool. His dad's a superhero. That's kind of awesome, actually. We go back, you know, he's at school now, and he is running, or his friend William is running up to him, asking him if he's going to be coming to this party.
No, they're hanging out at Shenanigans.
Oh! Sorry.
You gotta ask, like, was that on purpose?
Shenanigans?
Yeah. You know, this book was made, what, 2003?
2003.
Right?
So it was written in 2002.
somewhere around there. And then what was the movie with Super Troopers. Yeah. When was that?
That's gotta be around the same time.
2003. That's gotta be around the
time. I think it was around 2003, because I wanna say it was after Charlie was born.
Your son? Yeah. It was 2002.
Oh.
Wow. It's gotta be on purpose. It's definitely gotta be on purpose. Well, just because I feel like Kirkman did a lot of references in this volume.
He does, not only here, I think he does a decent amount in Walking, not as much in Walking Dead, but that's more of everything's, dystopia, so...
Unless you have about the show where they end up with new cars every year that were made in that year, but... Dude, all right, that shit cracked me up. Like, during the show, like, literally, they would get into cars that were made, like, you know...
That were produced in, like, 2006, but the show is in 2005.
Yeah.
No, I gotcha. I mean, that's not when the show started.
Yeah,
but
I know what you mean. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, what else you gotta do? The zombies have to make money, too.
I mean, that would be genius. They are basically, you know, human, you know, fucking nothing, so they could just sit there and pull levers and push buttons like we do.
I mean, I don't...
I work at a job that's basically that. I'm basically a zombie at my work, so I totally agree.
I work totally at GM, agree. So yes.
Oof.
Yeah.
I'm a quality. It's good money. I'm a quality lab tech, so I actually have to do things with my brain. But
it's why I like podcasts. It's why I listen to nothing but podcasts at work. Although this month I'm watching horror movies, so yeah. Oh, this is actually So last month I was watching horror. Whatever.
Yeah.
All right, so yeah,
in October he was watching horror movies.
Yes. So William invites Mark to shenanigans, and Mark's like, "Well, I can't go, I gotta work." So jump to him at work.
Did you notice the sign back there? The toys be we, you know, like toys are us.
Yes. Yeah.
Well, it's a part of the, I was gonna say it is a part of the story later. Yep. So I love the continuity there.
It's in this, actually.
It's issue 3, I mean.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I think it's in volume.
I did say volume. I backtracked. I'm allowed to do that. Anyway.
What Joey's favorite thing is that since he edits these, he gets to make himself seem a lot smarter because he gets to cut out all the dumb
shit.
Hell
yes.
Anyway. See, that's a lot more than I do. I'm just like, I messed up. Not even going to take it out. Let's move on.
I've been moving toward that. But at some point, I do want to make these like videos I can put on YouTube maybe eventually.
Us being idiots.
Yeah, the problem is though with the squad cast that we use, I can't do video, so I can't record video. It just records audio. Yeah. Yeah.
Huh? Does it cost more or something?
No, they don't have that ability yet.
Oh.
So anyway, Mark's at work and he goes to throw some trash away and apparently decides to throw it into orbit because he doesn't like to recycle.
Or it's because his superpowers just kicked in.
Or that. That works too.
But see, I feel like he totally, I don't know. Did he do that on purpose?
I think so. Who throws like that?
No. Okay,
who throws the trash? I go over the shoulder.
No, look, I worked at McDonald's.
I worked in Chicago.
And what we used to do is we'd go out there and you'd throw them underhand like this and try to get them to drop into the trash.
I guess that would be something to be entertaining.
Yeah. And that's why we did it, was for entertainment. But he's also really close to it.
I learned when I used to work at a movie theater to never throw the trash overhand
because it'll open,
because it can open and fall out. Somebody learned that the hard way and it was hilarious. So we started to like almost like play a game of, see, he is too close. So lobbying it underhand, I feel like he just would have hit the lip of the trash and it would have messed up.
But that used to be a game that we played, was lobbing it, seeing how far you could stand away and still lob it into the fucking dumpster.
Yeah, and here he just like yeets it all the way into freaking space, and I just can't help but like wonder if that was on purpose.
I think he did.
But what I'd like to know though is when it came down. I wish they would have shown us like even if it was like the next day in the comic. Like you just see somebody randomly save it, and his trash can just like, or trash bag just fucking like, smashes.
That would have been genius. That would have worked so well
in this series. Like stuff like
stuff
like that would work in this book. I wish they would have done more of that.
That was a missed opportunity.
But then I know later on it starts getting a lot more serious, so we'll get there in time. So
speaking of it in time, he's like, it's about time.
Yes, because he finally got his superpowers, apparently. But he is back home and they're sitting down for dinner as his dad whooshes in from this flood in Egypt. And so the mom, fuck, I can't remember her name either. Whatever. Yeah. Now we're good, because I can't remember the dad's name either, so.
Omni-Man?
Omni-Man, but his actual Omni-Man. Human name.
I was legit about to say Mark, and that's the main character's
name. I should. I mean, you know, I did read these. I swear to God, I read these.
Yeah, I read them too.
Well, Joe, if you know me on my podcast, I forget names all the time.
I read this yesterday. Like, I reread it yesterday.
Oh, now you deserve to be shunned. No.
Right there.
I haven't read it for a week, so I mean.
But, like, but it's one of those things where I read them all the time. I read them multiple times because I want to be knowledgeable. I still forget things, just like you, Clay. Like, it just happens. You're the brain just, woo. Yep. But. We need to, I think this is an exercise issue, and we still need to get through this. So, here we go. Yes, so they sit down for dinner.
Nolan. Nolan is his father's name.
Thank you.
And his mother's name is Debbie.
That
I believe
sounds right.
Sounds good.
Yeah.
So yeah. So Debbie is like, all right. So what? Anything happened today? You know, to Nolan and to Mark. And Nolan's like, well, I figured out what was going on with the dragon, and it was just being controlled by this one person. As soon as I got done with him.
That's nice.
Yeah, all that. And then says, you know, to Mark, you know, anything happened to you? And Mark's like, well, I got my superpowers today.
That's great, cool. Honey. Anybody want some?
You know, pass the potatoes. It's
so nonchalant.
Used to it. Yeah. And then we see Mark attempting to... His first attempt at flying.
Well, I love this part right here because he's like, you know, my dad can fly, so I should be able to fly, right? And if I can't fly, my dad's invulnerable, so I should be invulnerable too, right?
If I can't fly and I'm not invulnerable, what the hell? And then he just jumps.
But he can fly. We are introduced to, I cannot remember this guy's name, but I know he pops up later. I don't think they actually say it just yet, but I know
they don't say his name at all.
He does pop up later on in the series. It's this giant, like, rock-looking guy. Like, he's got...
I thought he kind of looked like Sandman.
He's basically Colossus, but with dirt.
There we go. Instead of steel. That works. And we've got these... we've got these guys running...
Fucking generic Colossus.
we got these guys running. Apparently, they just robbed a bank, and they were like, you're supposed to be our quick getaway. What? You're supposed to stop the cops. Why are you running with us? And he's like, well, screw this. And just like kind of suitcases them under his arms and jumps over this fence. Well, he wasn't expecting Mark to be there in the most generic superhero costume possible. With like, he looks like a
well, it's like this part right here. Cowboy. Are you trying to stop us or are you trying to rob us?
Yeah.
Because you got the bandit, you know,
bandana.
Yeah.
And goggles. I mean, first costume, you do it yourself. You have no idea what's going on, you know? But he does knock them all out and cops are on their way.
I mean, at least he didn't have like the generic, like hoodie, you know, like most people do. Yeah, they just grab like the one high school hoodie that they have. They're like, yeah,
Luke Cage did that in the movie or the TV show.
Yeah.
It worked though.
Well, so it did until he got shot
multiple times.
It's true.
Yeah.
Do you know how pissed off I'd be if every time I put a fucking hoodie on, somebody shot holes in that motherfucker?
Oh, he was always pissed. Every single time.
But did you also notice they never fucked up his music?
Oh, yeah.
That is true.
Didn't even think about that. But then Nolan sees Mark doing that. He's like, you know what? Let's get you a legit costume. And he takes him to his costume guy, who is, what was it? Prom dresses by day, nuclear powered suits of armor by night. That's not the title, but that's what the guy that's what he does.
That's the guy's name.
That's his specialty.
Yeah. And they this first suit, which in the back of the trade, I did look over this originally was going to be his suit.
I'm glad it wasn't.
From what I remember reading, there was another comic coming out around the same time that used similar designs, and like the discs, which were supposed to be solar powered, had the same aesthetics. So Kirkman's like, yeah, okay, let's go something different.
Fuckers.
Yeah, basically.
I don't mind though, because I'm not particularly a big fan of the.
Like, it doesn't look terrible, but
no, it's not... I don't like the colors.
I don't see. I'm not a big fan of the discs, but the color scheme is a little off. Okay. It looks weird.
Yes, thank you. Like, so, unless he is an actual, you know, fire using, you know, I don't know.
You know, and it's so funny how we take those into account. Like, oh, if he's this, he needs to have this color scheme. But, like, how fucking weird would it be if, like, this flame dude had, like, a rainbow outfit, you know?
It'd be fine. Totally fine. Maybe not. I'm not sure. So they, you know, him and the tailor, Mark and the tailor kind of talk, and the tailor's like, you know, I know you want an iconic costume. Everybody that comes in here for the first costume wants an iconic costume, but you need to decide on a name first. Once you figure out your name, I can make a costume tailored to that.
Thinking about Mark right across the...
So we go to the next day at school, and Mark is just, you know, he's in class. I think he's trying to figure out what to do. He's just thinking about everything because, you know, he's a superhero now. He's got to be a superhero with superhero names. This teacher, I think
Mr. Teacher Man,
whatever history class or whatever he's in. I want to make the point that the star football player is like, you know, I don't want to do homework. This is stupid. I'm going to do, I got football practice. And the teacher's like, you know, Derek, the football player, like, would you mind staying after class? I got to talk to you. That's important. That's why I'm bringing it up, kids.
Well, you notice that his shirt, the football player's shirt, says MOFO on it.
2000s. I don't think I had a shirt like that, but I do remember that being a big thing. Got him.
It's just odd.
So there is a bully picking on somebody that has a locker next to Mark, and Mark stands up to him, almost pushes him through the locker because.
Dude, I just like to say that I love how this bad guy bully has the fucking eye scar.
Honestly, I think that's the art because Mark has that eye scar too.
No, but his has actually got the lines on the edge of it.
Maybe.
Okay. Who knows?
I don't know.
This guy has been through some things.
Yeah. Well, yeah. No, he's got the haircut. Seen things. He's got like that military haircut. So yeah, he's and a cutoff shirt. Like, I don't remember him being able to wear cutoff shirts.
We weren't allowed to.
Exactly.
Yeah, not back in the day now.
Yeah, and especially in 2000.
Hey, look, that guy's got a Tool shirt on.
And the guy before that had a Slayer shirt. I noticed that as well.
Oh, yeah, nice. Anyway,
really dating this book is, aren't they? But so Mark got in trouble. They got, well, in trouble loosely. Like, he got sent to the principal's office, and Principal
Principal Winslow, and we're reading the Family Matters book,
right?
And he's a fat.
Hold on. I mean, sure, but
I mean, Winslow, would he have been amazing. A cop? He was a cop before he became a principal.
Maybe he was. I mean, he almost does look like the dad too. So
because he got the receipt. Well,
I actually had to stop reading and like double check the name.
That wasn't Carl Winslow.
Because like I said, this is my second time reading this volume. I read the first volume just sitting in Barnes & Noble. I know you're not supposed to do that.
Oh, but I do that shit all the time.
I used to do it all the time when they had chairs.
I still do. Like, I'll pick up a book that I can't buy yet because it's in hardback instead of paperback, and I'll read, like, a chapter, and then, like, the next time I come in, I'll read the next chapter. Sometimes
that's awesome.
I have an addiction. But, I can't help it.
But I finally bought this, and I saw the title of Family Matters, and when I saw him, I was like, they definitely did something on purpose here.
Yeah, it's definitely uncanny resemblance. But the principal's like, look, Mark, you're a good kid. You know, you've got great grades. And me, Mark says, like, I'm not thinking of doing stuff like this all the time, but he was getting picked on. He was picking on whatever kid, Steve White. Oh, wait.
Stefan.
Steve Urkel.
Jalel White. Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah.
Yeah, there is something to that.
Well, and did you see the way that...
Oh, yeah, no, no, it looked like Urkel with the hair and all that.
Uh-huh, and the book bag things look like suspenders.
Okay.
And the glasses, the red. Dude,
god damn you, Kirkman. Okay. I know he's never going to listen to this.
Maybe. You never know, he might.
That'd be kind of cool if he did.
He might.
Robert Kirkman, if you are listening to this, thank you. This is amazing. You did an amazing job.
I applaud you, sir.
Yes, definitely.
Plus, these are deep in there that you don't really know.
Oh, yeah. Like, honestly, it'd be our generation that would know this because we grew up with those shows.
Yeah, exactly.
So, anyway. So, Mark's like, look, he was picking on Steve, and I don't like bullies. And the principal's like, you know, that's fine. I don't condone that either. But at the same time,
I appreciate you helping out my neighbor.
Oh. you have to take, what does it say? That boy is almost twice your size. It's not your responsibility to protect the other kids here.
After all, you're not invincible. You
know. Yeah. Uh-huh. And that Mark has a wry little smile.
I wish the light bulb would have appeared above his head.
That would
have
been fun.
And that was, I know we barely talked about it, but it was because the tailor had said, hey, why don't you come up with a name and maybe that can help me with the costume.
Correct. I made sure to bring that up. But yes, exactly. Like, and Mark, I feel like he was sitting in class trying to figure out names, trying to think of names, not paying attention.
Talking about names makes me think about The Boys.
Oh, God.
And translucent. And I'm God. Fucking idiot. Doesn't even know what translucent means.
Oh, anyway, it's a great show.
It's fantastic. I'm watching it with my kids that are, you know, 15 and 17. And dude, okay, you know, you've watched it. Spoiler alert for anybody that hasn't. You know that
by the time this episode comes out, the season will be done,
which is fine.
Yeah,
but I'm at this. You know when they do the video, like where it's like him, you know, they're portraying him, and he's like, "Don't do that, or I'll bollocks you." You know what I'm talking about?
Yes.
Okay. So
yes.
Every time somebody says something in like a Cockney type of accent, the boys are just like, "Oi, oi, I'll bollocks you, you cunts." Well, they don't say cunts, but you know.
Jesus.
So they'll just be sitting there like somebody will say something and just like, oh, bollocks ya. And so it's kind of like this running joke that we have going on. I'm just like,
perfect.
Do you guys understand what that means? Yes. And I'm like, okay, then you're fine.
Jesus. Okay.
So anyways, back to the comic. Why do you get us off on these tangents?
I don't know.
Gennaro?
You know what? Let's go ahead and finish this up here.
Good content. Good content.
Yeah. I tend to keep a lot of it in. We'll see. So we go to the next day, maybe even later on that day. I'm not entirely sure. Well, it has to be the next day because of what happens here at the end. But we've got another bank being robbed. And the robbers, you know, once they get the money they want, they push down this old lady and then go running across the street, jaywalking.
Oh, look, there's a pregnant lady in the bank.
There was a pregnant lady in the bank, but that's not the one they pushed down.
Yeah, no, I was just looking.
And so they run across the street to this alleyway and they see Invincible lifting up their truck. And he's like, so what you guys doing?
I want to point something out.
Go ahead.
You notice the angle of which he's holding the car?
I do.
For his first appearance in the costume.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that's very, very cool because it is referenced somewhat again later on.
Yeah, it's worth it. Like, I would definitely put Invincible, the series itself, up there with Superman. Like, it's an amazing series.
Oh, yeah. So, and I cannot wait for that Amazon show to come out.
Oh, dude, I know. Hopefully soon. I was going to look up to see when.
Well, I know in New York Comic Con, they're going to be doing a trailer release. Ooh, so I believe, because isn't this going to be end of November? Okay, then.
Beginning of November.
Oh, beginning. So we probably just got it.
Okay.
Because I think New York Comic Con is at the end of October.
Okay. That makes sense.
Yeah.
Ooh, I'm looking forward to it. It's, if they keep close to this animation or even Otley's style for the animation, I'm fine.
I'm pretty sure it's Otley's
animation
that they're going to try to, like, what is it, copy? Yeah.
Yeah. So we end the issue with Invincible saying his name in a very...
I wouldn't try shooting me. I'm invincible. Yeah. Oh, shit, I'm not. Pow, pow. And that's the end of the comics, guys.
Yeah, thanks.
Thank you for listening to the Comic Book Rundown. You can find more of Clay on all of his podcasts, which include Fanboy Comics Podcast, Batman News Weekly, Comic Book Legion, and his newest one, Ranger Alliance, a new podcast from the Geek Ultimate Alliance Network. You can find the Geek Ultimate Alliance and all of Clay's other shows on your podcast app of choice. You can also follow him on Instagram and Twitter at FanboyClay. And as always, you can find us on Twitter at Comic Rundown, on Instagram at Comic Book Rundown, and you can send your emails to comicbookrundown@gmail.com. We'll be back very soon with more Invincible.